Hi, babies. Welcome back to another episode of Probably Late to Something. Oh, hold on. That camera looks a little crooked. Hold on. All right. I think that's better. but I hope you're having a beautiful day. Thank you so much for joining. I'm really fucking with the vibes of like angels recently. I'm really, really feeling that. And the last podcast you saw, 3333333333333, it was literally driving me insane. I thought about it for so long. Oh my goodness. I have to show you. I did like post this on the thing. So maybe I don't have to show you, but I'm going to show you again anyways, just in case you missed it. But after that, I was literally showing my friend that video because I was like, it's so rare that you get this stuff on film. And I was doing like some math for my like bills and stuff when I moved to LA, if I moved to LA, which by the way is tomorrow. I'm flying, tomorrow's Friday, so I'm flying to LA for the first time, so I guess we'll see the vibes and see if I like it. But I was doing the math for my bills there, and it's 333333333. It wasn't like 33357. It was 333333333. And I thought it was really cool because you know, I've started, because you know how like, so first of all, 333, I'm gonna read out the meaning for 333 because it talks about making moves, right? 333, angel number meaning. The angel number 333 encourages you to set plans into action, let your personal strength be your guide, to trust yourself and put thought into your actions. A message from the guardian angels to find balance in life, make necessary change to grow spiritually. Another one says the angels are putting positive affirmations your way. And one that I did read was like, it's talking about, again, like making those changes, making those moves for your future and the life that you want. And I've just felt so happy with the podcast recently. I honestly, I don't know if you guys remember, but I would always be really, really upset about the setup. I'd be like, I can't get the setup right because I was always using like a light. And like, then I had like the stand for the microphone and it was just like so hard. And it like would take me 2 hours to set it up, and then like my energy would just be off and I'd just start crying because I'd be frustrated. But we got it all figured out now, especially with the natural lighting that I use, and it's just good. I feel like I'm affirmed in like where I'm supposed to be, and I really hope you guys are too. You guys are surrounded by your angels. I did I talked to my angels. I don't know if you saw the video on YouTube. I would tag the girl if I remember, but it was like months ago. But she posted a video and she was like, this is how you contact your angels. You sit down. And it's like, she said, the best thing to do is like sit under a tree. So I literally did this. I walked into like the little nature trail in my neighborhood. And I sat down and I talked to my little angels. But you call upon your guardian angel. You call upon your guardian angel. You call upon your guardian angel. And you just talk. You just talk. And most of the time, I feel like I'm being listened to, or it brings a little sense of peace. Even just like journaling, right? When you get out your emotions, that helps just in general. So I feel like when you speak to your guardian angel, it's like you're releasing your questions. And I think that when you get your questions off of your chest, they kind of just seem lighter. You know, because you're going to get through every single thing that you face in life. They also say, just a quote from the Bible, I know everyone's different, but they also say like, God will never give you a battle that you cannot handle. You know, God will never give you a battle that you're not strong enough to get through. Everything you go through, you can defeat, right? Is it defeat? Would it be the conquer? You can conquer everything that you go through. I mean, I remember times where I thought my life wasn't worth living. And the other night when I was getting this 3333333333, I met new friends. I, you know, started falling in love with the podcast in a way that I have never done before. And I just think that I was just sitting there actually, and I was like, this is crazy. I remember the times when I didn't feel like I deserved my own life. And to come so far, and that came from struggle, that came from every negative thing that I had to go through, that's what built me up. That's what built my strength and my, standards. Like you have to go through some shit before you really build standards. I always say, and I said this before in like the second season, third season, there weren't really seasons, but you know, I said this before, like you have to hit your breaking point. And once you hit your breaking point, you're fed the fuck up. Excuse my language. Actually, you guys know I fucking curse. I be on this bitch like, what the fuck up, ho? But yeah, You know, you have to hit a breaking point where you're just like, fuck that shit. Like, no, I'm not going to do that anymore. No, I'm not putting up with this anymore. I'm actually going to, before we get into the little things from my books and my quotes, like, you know, I love, I'm going to talk about one of the messages. Oh, she sent me voice memos. I hope I didn't release her at when I changed my screen. So I'll just block that out. But I said that you guys could feel free to, you know, reach out to me. So I'm going to read out a few of those. But yeah, she was asking if she could ask some advice. So this was her question. I'm just curious on what tips or tricks you have when it comes to moving on from someone. She gave a little context. I'm not going to put too much of her business out there, but she was basically saying she had a fuck buddy, right? They were friends for a little bit and then he started acting weird. They had a deal that's like they were exclusive when it came to that. And he started acting different and she doesn't know if it's because he's no longer wanting to be exclusive, he met someone or what. So she was asking me what to do in that situation. And what I said to her is like a big thing that I've learned because I've been through that. First of all, he told her he's working on himself. Bullshit. You know, I've learned one thing in life. Men are fucking liars. Anyone can lie, but men lie for no fucking reason. That's what I've realized. Because for me, it's like the only thing I ask for is the truth and transparency. Women aren't going to just get mad at you. You know, men are just liars because I think that they think that they'll always get in trouble. But like women just want the truth. You know, at the end of the day, I'd rather a man look at me and be like, I'm just trying to fuck, then sit there and be like giving me flowers and like cuddling up with me and like whatnot. Like I'd rather just know straight up, like you don't have to lie. That would solve a lot of your problems as a man, just to be honest. You know what I mean? Like not every girl is gonna be like crying and whining over you. Like the only time women really get upset is when they feel like they've gotten emotionally attached to you. And most of the time you're allowing that to happen. And vice versa. Everybody wants their cake and they want to eat it too. But going back to, you know, what I said to her, first of all, bullshit about the, I'm just learning things about myself, like absolutely bullshit about that. But a big thing I told her, and I'm like talking about now, is when you finally hit that breaking point or when you stop, I told her, stop thinking about what he's doing and how he feels and what he's thinking about your situation. Think about what you feel, what you think, and what you want out of a situation. Don't put other people in the center. I still do this to this day. So we're here, like I say all the time, we're growing together. We're on the same path, you know? It's so easy to literally put someone else in the center of your life and consider them so much, what they're going to think about what you're saying, what they're going to think about what you're wearing, what they're thinking about the relationship, how they feel about you. How do you feel about them? How do you feel about them? Truly ask that. And that gets rid of the delusion part too, because it's like how you think about them is based off of how they're really treating you, not about what you want them to do. Do you understand what I'm saying? Really, really look at a person and ask yourself if they're worth even having sex with. This is a big thing too. I'm so happy that I stopped having sex. Like that was a thing that I did a lot when I was younger because like you can just like a guy and you just have sex and it's, excuse me, I need some water. And it's all fun and games and you say like, oh, like it's not that deep. But when you're letting a man, it kind of like grosses me out at this point. Like, it literally, and I've never been that girl. I've always been the girl that's like, fuck him if you want. Like, who cares? And at the end of the day, you can still do what you want. But the idea of having an icky man stick their penis in your temple, your safe place, like your everything that you've ever gone through and all the energy that you've put in yourself to your self-worth, your self-esteem, to think that a man that doesn't truly, truly value you and respect you and at least be able to want to take you on dates, buy you a bouquet of flowers. The idea that a man can stick their penis in you without buying you flowers is atrocious. It's atrocious. And I get it. I get it. We've all been there. I'm still there right now. I'm learning how to respect myself more and more each day. And I'm learning about my boundaries. We're also going to talk about values and morals. But I told her, You know, you need to ask yourself what you like, because eventually when you hit that point and you start thinking more about yourself, when shit like this happens and a man starts moving weird, you can sit back and be like, oh no, I don't fuck with that. Period. You don't have to argue. That's another thing. All these people out here are arguing with men. Don't argue with a man. There's so many men in the world that will treat you right, you know? And they're never going to look and like how you picture in your head. They're going to be the one that comes out of nowhere, you know, and just really cares about you. And the way that you're going to build a foundation and trust and appreciation, you're going to sit there one day and look at a man and be like, he really loves me. He really listens to me. He doesn't just open his ears and just listen. He understands you. He wants to know where you're coming from. He wants to know why you the way that you are. He wants to know how you were raised. He wants to know how to make you feel appreciated and loved. He wants to understand you and value you. He's going to look at you and be like, I want this to be the mother of my child one day. I want this to be the woman that I spend the rest of my damn life with. Okay, so now ask yourself, if the man that you've been stressing over, if your ex, ask yourself, did they do that? Are they that man? Do they make you feel that way? Do they make you feel appreciated like that? No, they don't. So when you get to the point where you're asking yourself, like, what do I fucking want out of someone that I'm intimate with, out of someone that I love? You don't put up with that bullshit. You don't put up with it. I'm not going to argue with you and tell you that I want a good morning text and a good night text. I'm not going to argue with you and tell you that I like flowers and that you disappointed me. No, I'm allowing you the opportunity to be in my life, to feel my energy, to build a connection with me. I'm allowing you to feel safe in me. I'm giving you love and I'm giving you a genuine person and a genuine soul. If you prove to me that you are not worthy of that, fuck it. I'm not dealing with it. You know, and I think a lot of the times too, we forget that we have a decision. We're part of the relationship or the situationship or the fucking entanglement. Like, we're part of it. You know, you can make a choice for yourself. So instead of putting him first and seeing what he values and what he cares about, what do you care about? What do you care about? Seriously, it's really important. So I sent her this bouquet of flowers because I saw it not too long ago. I was gonna buy it for someone and then I realized it was $900 and I was like, I'm sorry, sweetie, like I'm not about to do that. Like I literally can't. But hopefully I remember to put it on the screen. Oh, for those of you that can't see it, it's just really, really beautiful. It really, really is beautiful. I'm trying to let this, oh, you can't see it on my phone right now, but I'll try to remember to post it up. But like I told her, I was like, look at that. Every time you get upset about this boy, this man, every time, look at that bouquet. Because one day there's a man that's going to bring you that, or a woman that's going to bring you that. Let me say that again. One day there's going to be a person that brings you that and surprises you with that. And you're going to sit there and be like, what the fuck? I didn't even see this coming. Like, I didn't know that you even knew that I wanted this. Like, wow, I like flowers. So stop fucking men that don't buy you fucking flowers. Fuck them. No, we're not settling for that type of stuff. I'm really happy I got that off my chest. Also, whenever I tell you guys this, it reaffirms it in my own head. Like over and over and over and over and over again, it reaffirms me and like how I feel and, you know, what I need to do too. Okay. Someone said resetting your life. Also, what mic do you use? Oof. What mic is it? This is the Shure SM7B mic and you need a Wave XLR for it as well. I'm going to try to pick it up. I hope it doesn't mess up, but this is what I use. And I just, plug that in because you also need one of those adapters for whatever computer you're using to plug it in. And I use GarageBand. That is like my setup and I'm really happy with it. And I did it by myself and like I researched a lot, but resetting your life, I think the first thing that you need to, you know in your head, I think I talked about this last episode with Atomic, habits, you do 1% better each day. You do not sit there and make a list of 1,000 things to do because you will get overwhelmed and then you will give up. But you do 1% better each day. Okay? Like simple stuff. Like one of the things I love doing, and you know, I don't think everyone flosses every day. I know that some people do, but I don't. I hate flossing. Oh, the camera stopped recording. Hold on one second. Okay, and we're back. But you do better. You do 1% better each day. Oh, no, I was talking about flossing. So that's one of the things that I really implemented. And I just do that every night to try to, well, not every night, girl. You know, you know how it be. But, you know, I try to just implement that, like my skincare routine at the end of the day. And when I do it, like, you know, the simple three steps, it makes me feel good. Another thing that people don't think about, like habits and like trying to implement little tiny things, is the reward after. You feel good. When you go to the gym, you feel good. But when people try to go to the gym, they try to go and do this like an hour and a half exercise, burn 800 calories, and then they never go back because it was awful. I started doing a lot of, I know the word of what it's called, but I'm messing up on how I want to say it. I do a lot of, I don't know, little cardio things where I'm trying more to tone my body than to sit there and try to build muscle by like weightlifting, you know, 200 pounds, which I actually do and I'm really good at it, but I don't put pressure on myself. You know, I don't put pressure to like have a certain like diet and all this type of stuff. I do what makes my body happy because that's what the goal is. The goal isn't, I mean, depending on the person, but the goal is to feel good and feel like your body is healthy. So you can go out and do a 15-minute jog and take your ass home. Okay? Like restarting your life doesn't have to be a scary thing. And say like I think I did on the motivational podcast, like say you wake up in the morning and you have things that you want to do and then you don't do them that day. Because getting up and doing a few things is all you could do. Okay. That's okay. That's okay. How about that? How about that? How about we actually focus on what we did do and what we felt than being ashamed of ourselves or disappointed? We are our biggest judges. And listen, honey, if you did nothing that day or today or yesterday, or you're going to do nothing tomorrow, guess what? I still appreciate you. I still love you. And I don't want you to sit there and beat yourself up and be mean to yourself. That's not going to ever help you restart your life, you know? Oh, there was a quote. What was it? I said it before. If you're tired of starting over, stop fucking quitting. If you're tired of starting over, stop fucking quitting. I love that. I love it. It makes me motivated. It makes me feel sexy. It makes me feel good. So if you're tired of quitting, if you're tired of starting over, stop fucking quitting, sexy. How to have your voice heard in a male-dominated business? Oh, it's kind of hard for me to give advice on that because I'm not in a male-dominated business. I just be doing my own damn thing. Honestly, I can't. I feel like I'm not qualified enough to answer that. I'm sorry, baby. I don't know, because it's hard because men are just stupid. Like most men are just kind of dumb. So it's like you could have the perfect idea and a man will sit there and be like, oh. Like, a lot of men don't even give you credit. So I feel like it's more like revolving it around you, like your ideas, like. But I understand that men don't listen. I guess the best advice I could give is make them fucking listen. Make them motherfucking listen. But I know how difficult that can be in a male-dominated field. I think that that's an unanswered question. I don't know if any start your own business. I don't know if that's helpful. 444. It's 444. Okay. On a Barbie come down, what was Malia made for? Also, your existence is inspiring. What was Malia made for? I'm kind of confused with that. On a Barbie come down, what was Malia made for? What was Malia made for, though? I don't know. This, I feel like. I feel like I was built for this. I feel like I was built for this because this is something I actually like doing. I like talking and I really like reading and I like sharing my information that I know. I like sharing the information that other people are sharing with me through books. I think that's really fun. And I think there's never going to be like a shortage of books. I mean, unless we go back in the day when they did that like book burning shit, like how crazy was that? Could you imagine people taking your books? Like what's wrong with books? Freaky, freaky motherfuckers. But I think this is what I was made for. I think that, Liv said that when, and she is in therapy the other day, she said, and I've always wanted to be this way. I've always wanted to be a sun that walks in the room and I want to make people feel warm. I know I'm a little wild and I'm a lot sometimes, but well, actually, you're never going to be a lot for the right people. But she said to her therapist that I'm just the color yellow. And she told me that. And I was like, oh, my goodness. Because sometimes in life, you just feel like you're too much. You let people make you feel that way. You let people take your energy and shit on it. And we have to stop doing that. You know, we're the color yellow. you know, you're precious and you're cute. You're cute. Your butt's cute. Your boobies are cute. You're adorable. Your nose are cute. Like, you are cute and you are appreciated. You're the color yellow, or you can be green, or you can be blue or purple or pink, whatever you want to be, or orange. Orange used to be my favorite color, but you are whatever shade you want to be in people's lives. And that was something, I think I wrote that down. Hold on. Let's see if I wrote that down. Oh yeah. Nothing would be as it is today if you did not exist. Let me say that again. Nothing would be as it is today if you did not exist. Nothing would be as it is today if you did not exist. Your existence matters. You alter the room that you walk in and you inspire people in certain ways. You affect people's lives in certain ways. Okay? Your energy impacts people and you need to realize that and have strength in that and be like, fuck yeah, I matter. Hell yeah, I'm a bad bitch. Hell yeah, I'm feeling good. Hell yeah, I'm lovable as hell. I'm adorable, actually. I'm a little princess, actually. I'm a little fairy, actually. I've really been on my angel and fairy kick. Liv texted me the other day when I showed her the 3333333 video, and she was like, maybe you're just the angel. Oh my goodness, like, stop flirting with me. That's adorable. I'm the little angel. I'm the little angel. Okay. Okay. Gaining social confidence, I think it's the same thing. It's like, you are cute. Just be adorable. Just shine. Just sparkle a little bit. Like, what? What? And who is valuing these other people's opinions over yours? What? Do you even like them? So many times we walk into a room and we're like, oh my God, people are staring at us. Well, stare back. Stare back. Hello? Yes, ma'am, I'm here. Hello. Do you even like them? I mean, okay, now we're going to move to, again, the 48 laws of human nature, the laws of human nature. I found a quote in a little section that I liked because this is something that kind of embarrassed me a little bit ago. A long time ago, I was sitting there in my bathroom and I filmed a video about like how I'm not going to be as nice anymore because like people be coming for you and I'm just kind of over it. I'm like, people demand certain energy. Like when I was making the positive videos, when I would go through a rough time and I couldn't film those videos, people would be like, we need another video, or like, you're not the same as you used to be, like, or like, you stopped mattering because you're not posting those lovable videos anymore. And it was like, damn, you don't deserve it. If I'm giving you kindness and love, like, so you guys specifically are the reason that I, I'm just gonna end, boop, period. You guys are the reason that I love you guys so much and I appreciate you so much. And I'm honored to accept your love and have your love and have your appreciation. I'm honored because it impacts me. You know, there's another way that you impact me. When you guys reach out to me and send me messages and send me voice memos, I actually love when you guys send me voice memos. The voice memos are what hit and slaps so heavy for me. Like, I remember when I was going through that tragic time and I was getting all this hate, like people were reaching out being like, kill yourself, you're a monster, you're an abuser, blah, blah, blah. People, you guys were sending me voice memos. You guys were in my inbox sending me voice memos and it was the sweetest thing ever and they made me cry. Like, seriously, I would like bawl my eyes out just like looking at that. And my mom would be like, how are you so okay? And I'd be like, because there are better people that say such heartfelt shit than there are stupid, dumb fucks that can just say some stupid, dumb shit that is always a reflection of themselves. Fuck that. Again, who do I value more? You or them? Who do I value more? Them or my own opinion and my own values and who I am as a person? Fuck that shit. Fuck that shit, girl. Fuck it. Yeah. But anyways, so another creator duetted it and was like, leave this girl alone. Like, yes, she wants attention. Like, you know, everyone wants attention at the end of the day. Like, of course she's going to post her videos and do this certain thing. It didn't really have anything to do with what I posted though. So I kind of was just like a little like, oh, you just think I want attention. But that is that's human nature. Humans are social creatures. You do want to be accepted into society because we're pack animals. Like, we literally are. You know, and I just thought it was interesting that he talks in this book, he talks in this book about how, you know, we all crave attention. And the problem that we run into is that there's not enough to give around in school, in friends, in your family. And then it also, right? So because there's not enough to go around, I'm going to read out the little passage that I like. He says, "We simply cannot rely on others to give us constant validation, and yet we crave it. Facing this dilemma from early childhood on, most of us come up with a solution that works quite well. We create a self, an image of ourselves that comforts us and makes us feel validated from within. This self is composed of our tastes, our opinions, and how we look at the world and what we value. In building this self-image, we tend to accentuate our positive qualities and explain away our flaws. We cannot go too far in this, for our self-image is too divorced from reality. Other people will make us aware of the discrepancy and we will doubt ourselves." I hate that so much because, yes, that is true. When someone says something to me, I deeply doubt myself and I get ashamed so easily of who I am. Like when I post something on TikTok, I posted a video of me eating sausage in the shower, okay? And I know that I guess some people think that's weird, but I think it just shows that you're doing okay in life. Like I'm gonna eat fucking bacon in the damn shower. You know, it's not like I'm eating bacon and rubbing the grease on my body, but like I'll be slapping down some sausage in the shower and it makes me feel good. It's one of my favorite things. People eat in the bathtub. I don't know why it's so different. But anyway, so someone was like, "Eating sausage in the shower, this is so weird." I took down the video immediately. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna hold you. I took down the video immediately. Okay, but if it's done properly, like building that like sense of self from within, in the end, we have a self that we love and cherish. Our energy turns inward and we become the center of our attention, which is what I'm talking about when you're talking to these men and these relationships and these friendships. What do you value? You or them? Become the center of your own life and fucking own it. Strut. Strut, you cute little munchkin, you cute little pumpkin. It also continues to say, when we experience these inevitable moments, when we are alone and not feeling appreciated, we can retreat to the sense of self to soothe ourselves. If we have moments of doubt and depression, our self-love rises up and makes us feel worthy and even superior to others. That is called self-esteem, right? I just absolutely love it. I'm like slap king, slap. He always, always, always slaps. But I love that because this is what we need. We need that core part of us to shine and flourish. Okay. We need that core part of us to be bigger. You know what I mean? I'm not talking about like you're a better than everyone else. It should only be about you. You need to be self-centered. I mean, like, you know, you have to have a lot of respect for yourself, especially before you go out and allow people to touch your body and allow people to date you. You have to love yourself and really, really cherish yourself, because if you don't, you're going to allow this fucked up, stupid ass motherfuckers to come in and fuck your shit up and make you sad. They don't deserve to make you sad. Who the hell are they? Especially if it's a man. Oh my God. Especially if it's a man. And for the chitter chats that are going to happen tonight, I'm going to tell you a story about this girl that I valued 1333 on the timer. I'm going to tell you about this girl that I valued over myself, and her opinion of me really hurt my feelings, and she's a bitch. So it's going to be a little bit of tea, and that story is going to be like an hour for me to explain in general because I'm so passionate about it and I'm just like, I'm ready to go. So yeah, that's all I have time for today, honestly, because I have to run to TJ Maxx and get a suitcase. And I'm getting a suitcase that is weird and funky. It is like a plaid, like old granny suitcase that's from England. I hope they still have it. I found it a few months ago. And I really, really liked it, but everyone told me it was ugly, so I didn't get it. And I've been thinking about it ever since, because I want to look like a rich granny from England. That is my vibe. Look at my colorful patterned shirt. Like, I'm just a total vibe right now, and I'm having fun in my life. And I'm picking my shit for myself because I'm valuing myself and I'm the center of my world. And so are you guys. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to hold you. You guys are a big part of the center of my life. I wake up and I'm like, I always keep you in my prayers. I'm like, I hope all of my beautiful angel goddesses have a good day. I hope all of my beautiful angel goddesses leave that motherfucker that's stressing them out. I hope all of my beautiful angel goddesses are surrounded by girls that love them. And if they're not, and they're surrounded by those fake friends, hope they learn to leave them too. Okay, because you deserve the best of the best. Don't ever forget it. Now time for our... Oh, there was one more thing I wanted to talk about. Because like it said in there, you really have to focus on your morals and your values when you're making these, like, you know, lists of like what you deserve and what you want out of people. So you stop allowing, you know, certain energies to come into your life that aren't fully, you know, supporting who you are and bettering you. Also that too. I want to be surrounded by people that are doing better than me and might be smarter than me or might be more emotionally evolved than me, because then they can help me and they can make me grow. If you surround yourself with low vibrational people, they're going to lower your energy. They're going to lower your vibration. They're going to pull you away from your angels. You know, another thing she asked in that one question for advice, she said, like, how do you like, if you feel like someone's supposed to be in your life, how do you let them leave? The angels have taken them out. The angels have taken them out. No one leaves your life for no reason. The angels know that they weren't good for you. The angels have your back. Don't ever doubt that. Even in the times when you feel alone, you're not alone. You're not alone. Your angels are there. You just have to let them guide you, and you have to let them speak to you, and you have to feel them. And you have to feel all the fucked up shit too. You have to feel the anger and the pain and the hurt. You have to feel that, honey. And it's good. It's okay. Hold on. You can come now. Bring the fits. We got matching fits for the airport. Like, how cunty is that? How cunty is that? But I have the definition of morals here for you, okay? Because we need to work on ours, right? A person's standards of behavior or beliefs concerning what is and not acceptable for them to do. The corruption of public morals. Oh, I guess that's just an example of how to use it in a sentence. Yo! But so some versions of morals are respect, honesty, compassion, gratitude, responsibility, cooperation, courage, generosity, kindness, acceptance, forgiveness, and humility. Are the people that you're surrounding yourself, do they have these? Do they, like, their values and their morals, are they aligned with yours? Are they aligned with yours? Are they kind? Do you truly think they're kind? Do you think they're compassionate? Do you think they're empathetic? Do you think that they truly go out in the world and try to make everyone's day better? Do they have that love that makes your tummy just like fill with butterflies and makes your heart pitter patter? These are the things you have to remember that you're going to have one day when you just respect yourself enough to stop settling for other fucks to be in your life. Okay? They're fucky fucks, honey. And I swear, all the people that have ever hurt your heart, I want to slap. All the people that have ever hurt your heart, I want to fucking just twist their nose and like bite their ears. No, honestly, me biting someone's ear is sexy. So no, I wouldn't bite their ears. Okay, I take that back. I would just give them a really, really, really dirty look. And just, that's probably it, because we're above vibrations. And I'm not violent anymore. So I don't hit people anymore, because that's bad. That's bad. All right, now time for the journal's quote of the day. I believe we're at number 3 for our little quotes. Let me see where it is. Oh, it's not here. Oh, that stings. All right, now I have to go and look. I actually think I wrote it in my journal, but hold on. I'm sorry. Give me a second, honeys. Give me a second. Okay, podcast. Hopefully he's still just there. Okay, yeah. All right, number 3. If I had to change one thing about my life today that's dimming my life, what would I change? I'm going to say it again. If I had to change one thing about my life today that's dimming my life, what would I change? I honestly, when I, this is what I said, to be honest. When I film things, especially like TikToks and stuff, like I was talking about earlier, honestly, I want to be able to film one thing and just send it out. You know, not film it again because I stumbled over a word, or like film it again because my hair doesn't look good, or like film it again because, you know, I don't want people to perceive me in a certain way. Like, I want to just be comfortable enough to be myself and be so genuine and authentic that I don't feel the need to redo things, because I'll redo a TikTok like 18 times and then it frustrates me and it drains me of my energy and I don't deserve to have that feeling. You know, I'm perfect the way that I am. Obviously, we all grow, but you're perfect the way that you are, and you deserve to feel confident in that. You know, your energy is great. Because you're cute. You're a cute munchkin. You're a cute pumpkin. My goodness. We just need to pumpkin it out, honestly. Just a bunch of pumpkins. Just a bunch of pumpkins sitting here. That's nice. I like that. Just a bunch of pumpkins, fairies, and angels sitting in a, sitting and listening to this podcast. I like it. It's cute. I think that is really sweet, and I think it's good. But thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Don't forget to look at the link in my bio for merch and journals and all that good, good. It would be so cute if when we smokies for Friday's episode that you're in that shirt or that comfy, comfy hoodie. But I love you so much. I appreciate you. You're valuable and you're beautiful. And yeah, I'm gonna go get my suitcase. All right. I love you, babies. Bye.